Trade negotiators from the Americas will converge on Miami next week to discuss a proposal that could revolutionize trade between the United States and Latin America. The Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA for short, would lower tariffs and other barriers to international trade in all 34 countries in the Western Hemisphere. Though negotiators haven't even agreed on a final agenda, that has not stopped politicians, business, and labor groups from taking sides on the issue. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Cities from Atlanta to Panama City, Panama, are already vying to become the headquarters of the Free Trade Area of the Americas. The stakes are huge, says Jorge Arizurieta, who is leading a group to make Miami the trade area's headquarters.
It's important to first understand that the Free Trade Area of the Americas is going to be the largest free trade agreement in the history of the world when completed. This will be twice the size of the European Union, and it will encompass 800 million consumers.
Some optimistic analysts say a city that gets the headquarters could generate tens of thousands of new jobs. But even though the deadline to sign the agreement is just 14 months away, in January 2005, there are still an estimated 5,000 points of dispute in the draft text circulating here, says Jerry Haar, an international trade expert at the University of Miami.
Well, the main sticking point is agriculture. And clearly that's one where the United States does follow protectionist policies in terms of subsidization of major cash crops such as sugar, cotton, citrus, for example. And these are the precise areas in commodities where developing countries feel that they should have the right to access the market without these kind of barriers.
And there's growing opposition to the FTAA among labor unions, farmers, environmentalists, and others, both here and in Latin America. At a recent gathering of labor leaders, AFL-CIO economist Thea Leah said unions had for years sought to have environmental protections and workers' rights put into the agreement.
And we've been ignored. And that's why we're here, and that's why the protest is being planned for a couple of weeks from today, because the concerns that we've been raising about our experience with trade agreements, how they haven't delivered on the promises to working people, that the trade agreements have been written by and for the multinational corporations and have really left working people, whether they're here in the United States or in Canada or Mexico or the rest of the Western Hemisphere or anywhere around the world, the working people have been left out in the cold.
Miami police say an estimated 10 to 20,000 protesters will be converging on the side of the negotiations. Union leaders insist the protests will be peaceful, but more radical anarchistic groups are also threatening to show up as well, which could add yet another element of chaos to next week's talks. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.